Are you excited?
Yes.
I have to tell you, I don't get excited about every show, no matter what you see. I don't always get excited about every show. I'm excited about this show, all the way to my toes, for a lot of reasons. And I want to tell you a few of them so that they can inform the conversations that you have with our curatorial team throughout the rest of your morning.
Yesterday morning, Nikki Stewart, Director of Education and Exhibitions at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, talked to a small group of media and other guests about her excitement for a new temporary exhibit. The William S. Paley Collection, A Taste for Modernism, which opens to the public tomorrow, was organized by the Museum of Modern Art in New York and features more than 60 works of art that range from paintings to drawings to sculptures. The collection has been on a North American tour since 2012, and this is its last stop before the pieces are returned to their home at MoMA. This exhibition contains works by European masters of modernism like Degas and Matisse. Most of the art pieces are similar in size, but one notable exception is Pablo Picasso's Boy Leading a Horse. The painting measures more than 7 feet tall and 4 feet wide. A complimentary exhibition titled The European Connection is located a few steps away in another room of the same gallery. This exhibit includes works by Stuart Davis and Arthur Dove, as well as three pieces from Alfred Henry Maurer that have not been on view in the museum.
And unlike in the past, where you have had to go from these galleries over to our permanent collection to see, let's say in this case, our modernist masters, you don't have to do that this time. All you have to do is go one room over. We've brought them here so you can have the opportunity for the first time at Crystal Bridges to directly compare the European masters of modernism and the American artists that were inspired by their work. You can see it directly, and the line between the two becomes clearer and clearer with every time you visit.
Most of the artworks in the exhibition were created between 1880 and 1940 at the height of French modernism. All selections come from the private collection of William S. Paley, the late founder of CBS. Paley was also an active trustee at the Museum of Modern Art. He joined its board in 1937, only 8 years after the museum's inception. He rose through the ranks and earned the title of president, chairman, and chairman emeritus. Paley began buying art in the mid-1930s and continued to do so until the early 70s. Upon his death in 1990, at the age of 86, Paley willed his entire collection to the museum. According to a news release, Paley selected works based on his personal taste rather than for investment purposes. For that reason, several of his works were smaller, which made them suitable for the walls of his New York apartment, where most of the works resided throughout his life. Manuela Weloffman, assistant curator at Crystal Bridges, says this influenced her decision to create partial walls and columns in the gallery so guests can have an intimate encounter with the art.
Mr. Paley traveled to Europe during the 1930s and selected artworks he had a personal connection to, and often these works were modest size, small size, so to present these smaller size artworks in an aesthetic way, I thought one can do that by creating those smaller niches, small rooms, as if you stand in a living room and enjoy these wonderful artworks.
Several of these columns and partial walls contain yellow letters spelling out the names of artists found in that particular area of the gallery. The walls themselves have been painted a bluish-gray color. Weloffman says she wanted a warm, darker color for this exhibit to really emphasize the vibrant colors these modernists were using at the time. When comparing the European and American artists, guests can find similarities in things like bright colors. Weloffman points to Marsden Hartley's Mountains No. 22 as an example. Hartley painted this work in 1930 after he returned from a long stay in Europe. The scene depicts the White Mountains of New Hampshire. A bright blue sky with fluffy white clouds hovers over the large mountains, which take up the majority of the canvas and contain green, red, and golden hues.
You will see those patches of color, and you will find that also in Cézanne's classic landscapes. So individual brushstrokes, distinctive brushstrokes, parallel to next to each other. This is something Marston Hartley definitely picked up from Paul Cézanne, and the colors are different here. This is a mountain scene he actually painted in America, so it's a American landscape, and this is so beautiful. You see those American artists visiting Paris and get inspired by these great European modernists, and then they come back to America and really develop their own style of modernism. They are inspired by certain things like technique or colors or the motif, but then they do the creative thing, they develop their own modernism style.
The William S. Paley Collection, A Taste for Modernism, will open to the public tomorrow. The exhibition will remain on view through July 7th. Admission is $8 for adults. Admission to all temporary exhibits is free for museum members and for guests 18 years old and younger. More information is available at crystalbridges.org.